Chapter 19. The black dots on the horizon resolved themselves into shapes, identifiable by the noise they made before they became properly visible. The massive throbbing sound of the engines preceded them across the rainforest, mechanical and alien. The helicopters swept in low over the canopy of trees. They hovered above the ruins of the city, ropes lowered from their open doors. Dark-suited figures slid down the ropes with well-rehearsed ease and dropped to the ground below. Immediately they were up again, running, guns at the ready. The helicopters moved away, searching for suitable flat landing spaces in among the ruins further off. They rested heavily on their wheels, rotors slowing to a lazy, drooping halt. A rather portly figure climbed clumsily down from one helicopter and looked up at the huge majesty of the waterfall through small, round, dark glasses. It was one of the few times, possibly the only time, that Matt had seen his mother lost for words. Her initial surprise had given way to anger and disbelief as Harper told Klein to take the three of them at gunpoint down to the amphitheatre.
"You can establish a link to the servers," he said to Matt's mum, "and then we can compile the final code so it's ready to run and the model will be complete."
"You can do that from here and route the results to the other screens," she replied irritably.
Even with a gun pointing at her, she had to do things properly.
"Mum, don't," Matt warned. "Don't help him."
"Shut up,"
Klein told him, swinging his gun at Matt. Robin stepped forward and blocked the gun with her arm.
"Leave him alone."
Klein was grinning.
"Oh, what?"
he demanded, but he lowered the gun.
"Do it,"
Harper told Matt's mum,
"if you value your son's life, and your husband's too. Oh yes, he is here as well."
Without comment, Matt's mother pulled a keyboard towards her across the workstation. She typed away for a moment, then clicked on a button with the mouse pointer. She turned to stare sternly at Harper.
"That's ex-husband, if you don't mind," she said.
On every screen that Matt could see, a thin red progress bar appeared. "Code compilation in progress," the text beneath it said. The bar started to stretch slowly across the screen as the computers set to work, putting all the different computer programs that formed Harper's model into a single piece of computer code ready to be run.
"Oh, Mum," Matt said quietly.